Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Jay Myers back on the show. Jay's back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up on 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the president of Interactive Solutions Incorporated out of the great city of Memphis, Tennessee. He's the author of the award-winning book, Keep Swinging, and he's got a brand new book out called Hitting the Curveballs, and we're going to talk about that with our good friend Jay Meyer. Welcome back, Jay.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show.
Good to have you back, Jay. You know, you probably heard baseball players talking about the Major League curveball. I can remember, I don't know how many times I've heard someone talk about their career in baseball, and they went through, you know, high school or college, and they made it to the minor leagues, and somebody said, well, how come you didn't get to the show? And he said, I couldn't hit a major league curveball. and it's true. They just couldn't, you know, that's just one element that they couldn't pull off. A lot of businesses are like that, because there are major league curveballs that small business CEOs get thrown, and whether you make it long term will depend on whether you can hit them or not. What do you think, Jay?
I 100% agree, Jim, and I think that, you know, in our business, Interactive Solutions, I mean, you know, we're 17 years old last month, well, actually in March, and, you know, I think a lot of times with businesses, you know, you get a little bit complacent when you've been around a little bit of time, and you start kind of just, you know, taking things for granted, and I think when you do that, as you take things for granted in small business, you're getting ready to get hit with something, I can assure you, because it happened to us.
Well, in fact, if you're, I think the healthiest response, and it's not a comfortable one, but I'll be honest with you, Jay, I'm always worried when things it seems like things are going really well, it always scares the heck out of me. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, what happened to us, and I'll just kind of give you a little bit of, you know, a teaser about the book, Hitting the Curveballs, but one of the things that happened to us back in 07, we were rocking and rolling along, came off a record year the prior year and everything, and had a very tenured staff, and then literally in one month, in the summer of 07, I lost 80% of my sales revenue.
Yeah.
Literally left for all kinds of different opportunities or various reasons, but boy, it was gut-wrenching to figure out, you know, in the middle of the year how I'm going to complete the year and then survive to get to the next year.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it happens. And so, you know, I can remember a couple other times when the economy did certain things over, you know, overnight, things have happened. It happened in, 01. It happened. It also happened again in 08. You're rocking along. So the thing is, so it's agreed, it's understood, it's accepted that the curveballs are out there. The curveballs, it's not a matter of if you're going to get a curveball in your from the marketplace, from the world, from the universe, whether you're going to get a curveball in your established, you know, growing business. The question is how you're going to deal with it, right?
That's exactly right. And one of the things that I think that, you know, is a fun thing is we were researching the book and then trying to figure out, you know, how to put everything together was that, okay, people do have these things happen to them, these curveballs and everything. So your response to those challenges is the difference between success and failure, really.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our case, we looked at it and said, you know what, we had some things that were fundamentally, you know, going well for us, but other things we needed to fix. And so rather than panic and worry about the 80% of the sales team being gone and everything, we just took, you know, like a fresh new approach and said, you know what, we're going to make this bigger and better. We're going to build this thing back and then and make it the way we wanted to. So I think it was almost like with those folks leaving, it was a wake-up call to get an opportunity to really do something special to business. And, you know, it's so gratifying. And, you know, again, I don't want to spoil the whole story of the book. You know, we're very proud of the book and coming out here in the next month or so. And the thing that's interesting is we more than doubled business after that summer. And also...
So let me see if I get this straight. Something that the moment you heard about it sounded devastating. You wish it hadn't happened. You wondered what you had done to deserve this. You would love to have snapped your fingers and gone back to the way you were, but within weeks or months, and certainly less than a year, it turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to you?
Absolutely. And it was just...
Hold on, Jay. I want to let that sink in just for a second into people's minds. I mean, think about that, folks. I mean, what Jay just described to you folks is called hitting a major league curveball. And it's all about the way you look at dealing with challenges. Jay, right, Jay? I mean, it's all about what you're going to do with this. You have to say to yourself, okay, this has just happened. I don't like it. But what am I going to do with it? I'm not going to close up. I'm not going to curl up in a fetal position. I'm going to be in business 5 years from now. So what do I do with this? What do you think, Jay?
Well, that's it, Jim. I think it's a chance. It's a disruption. You know, it's something that, you know, it could have been catastrophic, but we just chose a different way to look at it. We said, you know, things weren't perfect before. We're going to wipe the slate clean. We rebuilt the sales team, put some pieces in place that we wanted to have there all along. And then, you know, some of the things that we did and talked about in the book is I did a different type of recruiting. I looked and built a farm system, to use a baseball analogy, with a lot of young people, aggressive, that we could train. And it's worked out, you know, really well with those guys. And the thing about it wouldn't have happened had we not had the events of the summer of 07, because we were just... like a lot of small businesses, like a lot of your listeners.
Fat, dumb, and happy.
Kind of rock and roll along, not ripple in the water. And, you know, that's the time that you're going to have something hit you. And it did to us.
This is one of the reasons why I like being a small business owner, Jay. Because whatever happens, good or not so good, you own it. It belongs to you. And whatever you make of it is up to you. And I like that. I like that part of that part of being a small business owner. The new book coming out soon is called Hitting the Curveballs by our good friend Jay Myers. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Red band, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.